And there's a process that you need to go through in order to develop the very specific questions relative to your product and service. And what I want to do is take you through this process and let you take some time in a workbook to do this exercise so that you will develop the questions you need to ask relative to your specific industry. The first step to do in developing pain exercise, to develop pain questions, is to identify the features of the product or service you provide. Identify the features. In other words, if you're an insurance business, what are the deductibles? What are the different types of coverages? What types of losses are covered? Identify the features of the product. Once you identify the features of the product, and I'll go back to my background relative to the insurance business with disability insurance. A feature of a disability contract would be the elimination period. Back then you had an opportunity of 30, 60, 90, 180 days, 365 day elimination period. Those are the features. You had a feature called residual benefit, which meant that if you were partially disabled, you received part of your payment. You had cost of living index feature that allowed your benefits to increase with the cost of living. Those are features. And a typical mistake that someone makes is they go to a president of a company and they're trying to sell their product. And I remember David Sandler talking about putting seagulls in somebody else's picture. And I think that's a great way to describe this. We go out and see our prospect, and we have a tendency to tell them what we think they need to have. And then we're surprised when they decide that they don't want to buy it. What you need to do is develop questions to get them to discover that they need those features and benefits. And staying with the disability business, because it's the easiest one for me to work with right now, and if you would like and you want to call me and help you develop questions specific to your industry and your business, I'll be glad to do that. Our phone number will be on our materials. But what you do is then figure out what benefits do people derive from those features. Well, the benefit of having a 90-day elimination period is that chances are people can be self-insured for 30 days, and the benefit is that you're not paying a higher cost of having benefits show up in 30 days. A cost of living index feature. What's the benefit to that? Well, the benefit to that is as my expenses go up year after year on my disability, so will my income. So that's the benefit. I can continue to keep pace and maintain my standard of living. Residual benefits. Suppose you're partially disabled. Would you want to receive partial disability benefits versus no benefits at all? So the benefit would be I can receive partial payment and get return on some of the premium I paid. So you identify what the benefits are. So that's the second step. First step, identify the features. Second step, identify the benefits. And you literally have to write this down. This is the process you have. You just cannot listen to this tape and assume you're going to get it. You have to do those two steps. To help you in the second step of identifying the benefits, identify by owning or using the product or service you provide, what pain do people try and avoid? Well, again, let's go back to inflation rider. Cost of living and inflation rider. What people are trying to avoid is loss of purchasing power. So once you figure out what the benefits are, then you go back and design your questions. In other words, suppose you're a prospect of mine, and I know that a cost of living index rider, I know what it does, I know what the benefit is. The typical question would be, that the insurance agent would make is, would you like to have cost of living index rider in your policy? What's it do? Well, then they go into the whole explanation. What I would suggest you do is say something like, if you were disabled for a period of 5 years, how important is it to you that the benefits you receive from the insurance company keep pace with inflation? Well, it's very important. Okay, good, thank you. You have just sold cost of living feature on your policy. So the point I'm trying to make is that once you identify your features and you identify the benefits, take those things and turn them into questions. Well, that will help you identify that they have pain for the design of the program that you want to put together. But how about their pain for doing business with you? This is where you've got to know your business, and you've got to know your competitors very well. You have to know what your edge is. And again, as an example, when we were trying to sell against group disability benefits. We knew typically that group disability benefits wouldn't be paid out to a president of a company simply because they wouldn't stop paying themselves. And so we would ask a question. Again, I don't mean to get too technical with our people who are non-insurance or non-health and welfare business, but these are the examples I can come up with. I would ask the question, well, when the vendor sold you this product, and they explain, again, I'm talking to the president of the company, and they explain to you that this product would never pay you benefits, I'm assuming you were happy with that. Well, no, what do you mean? Well, let me ask you a question. You became disabled today. You'd stop paying yourself, right? Well, no, I'm the president. Well, under the provisions of this contract, it's going to tell you, well, as long as you continue to earn an income, you don't qualify for benefits. I'm assuming you're okay with that. Well, no, I'm not. Well, suppose you could have a product that would pay you regardless if you continued to receive income or not, and you'd qualify the elimination period. Well, that would be great. So that's how we start to differentiate ourselves from the competitors. You've got to know what you do versus what the competitors do. You can't continue to say to your prospects things like, I work hard, I have great pricing and great terms, and we have all this good service and all those sorts of things. Because I don't imagine for a second that your competitors are going to your prospects and clients and say, oh, by the way, our service is terrible. Products are highly priced. I'm never going to be around when you try and call me. I'm not in very much. They're going to be saying all the same things you are. So you have to find out what's unique to you and turn all of that into questions. Again, remember, your questions should start with who, what, when, where, how, and why. So what we've covered relative to pain is, first of all, your prospect must have pain for the product. And you have to develop questions to do that. Two, they must have pain for the specific features and benefits of the product that you're trying to design for them. Keep this in mind, that if you're in competition and your prospect says, here, quote on this, you're already in trouble because you're quoting on somebody else's specs. When you are in competition and the specs have already been written, chances are, unless you have absolute low price, which is a bad place to be, you will not get this business. You must change the specs. How do you do that? You go out and ask questions relative to the specs that you bring to the table that aren't in the current blueprint. And you must create pain for doing business with you. Oftentimes, the salespeople I work with have got a product that the prospect didn't currently have. They got them in a whole lot of pain for this product, and they did a great job of getting them in pain for features and benefits, and I know this has probably never happened to you as our listener. They've done all this great work only to lose the business to the incumbent. Why does that happen? The reason it happens is you've not developed pain for doing business with you. You've got to address the issue of what will your current agent say, what will your current vendor say, what will your current provider say when they find out they're being fired. You've got to ask that question.